Well, I think we've got a quorum, so Brad and Connie are not going to make us our Miranda. I get, or maybe Connie will make it. I'm not sure.
I am on. I am on, and I weighed in before.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Mankin. All right. It's 8:31 on December 21st, 2012. I'll call the conference call of the Fish and Wildlife Community Commission to begin our conference call. The first item we have, today we have Commissioner Schnitten, Perry, Kading, Carpenter, Mankin, and Duvia present, and Director Anderson is with us as well, some of the staff, Guy Norman, and anybody else, Director Anderson there present with you?
Yes, I have Craig Burley from the Fish Program and Craig Bartlett from Public Information Office.
Thank you. Tammy, do we have any public today?
No, sir.
Thank you. All right, let's begin the meeting with the first item on our agenda is the giant Pacific octopus. This is a decision process. This involves the petitioning to the commission for some action. And I believe Craig Burley is going to lead us on a discussion of this.
Good morning, Vice Chair Duvia and Commissioners. For the record, this is Craig Burley, Fish Management Division Manager, and I will provide you a briefing on the three petitions that the Commission received regarding giant Pacific octopus, and the three petitions that were received. One was requesting protection of octopus from but not limited to Cove C. This is an area near West Elliott Bay near Alki Point, located close to Seattle. The second petition was to establish an emergency ban on giant Pacific octopus harvest by scuba divers and or snorkelers from the area surrounding this park. That petition received just under 5,000 signatures. And the third petition was requesting that the department make it illegal to harvest octopus in any Washington State park, at state beaches, or Washington State-controlled dive parks and locations. Pursuant to the RCW 3405-330, the commission has, once receiving a petition, has 60 days to either deny the petition in writing, stating the reasons for that denial, or initiate a rulemaking process. As you recall, the director briefed the commission regarding this incident at the November commission meeting, and the commission also heard some public testimony during the open public comment period at that meeting. No other public involvement has occurred relative to these petitions. The department is
Commissioner Jennings is here.
Good morning, Commissioner Jennings.
Sorry, I'm late.
We're just beginning the briefing on the item A.
Thank you.
At this time, the department is recommending that the commission deny the three petitions for immediate rulemaking action because the department is proposing to develop a scope of the policy options, the process, and schedule to address protection of giant Pacific octopus in waters of the Puget Sound. And we're recommending that the commission provide direction at the January 12-13 commission meeting relative to that plan. And so on the commission summary page that Tammy provided earlier, there is draft motion language proposed for your consideration. And at this time, I'd take any questions that you have.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Perry.
Thank you. Craig, do you have any idea how many octopus are taken through scuba diving or however else they're captured throughout Washington or throughout Puget Sound and any place else they occur, maybe on the ocean side or Willapa Bay or wherever else they might occur.
Yes, Commissioner Perry, the department does not have estimates of harvest by recreational harvesters. However, we do have information regarding octopus that are landed in our commercial fisheries. As in 2000, the commission banned directed harvest of octopus in Washington waters, but allows retention as bycatch in fisheries. Since we've closed many of our marine fish fisheries in Puget Sound, the numbers of octopus harvested have dropped significantly, and by and large, the catch is confined primarily to the coast. And we do have harvest tables that I could provide the commission.
Is there any concern for conservation at all? In other words, are these octopus low in number relative to the habitat that's out there?
The biology of the giant Pacific octopus indicates that it's a short-lived species. It has high fecundity. And we don't have any indications that there's a conservation concern for giant Pacific octopus. However, we do recognize that in some site-specific locations, there is an interest in maintaining octopi in those particular areas. But we don't see a conservation concern at this time.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the commission? Hearing no further discussion or questions, I'm prepared for a motion.
Mr. Vice Chair, I guess I would be willing to make the motion. I move to deny the three petitions to initiate immediate rulemaking for protection for protecting the giant octopus from recreational harvest.
A second.
Second by Commissioner Jennings. Discussion? Commissioner Schmitten?
Yes, please. Chairman and others, you know, there's a lot of public interest on this issue. There's a youth involvement, I think, in collecting some of the signatures. So, assuming that this passes, they don't quite know what a denial means. I think it would be a courtesy to try and get a hold of the three petitioners and let them understand that we're really taking up the process and the standard way of going about the review. So we brought public comment at the time. Should we proceed? But I'm afraid that we're not doing anything. I just like to see more information go back to the petitioners.
Thank you, Commissioner Schmidt. I think it will be a two-part motion, and the first one addresses the response to the petition themselves. And then next we'll discuss the direction to give to the director and the staff to proceed further on investigating the giant Pacific octopus. Any other discussion on the motion on the floor?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Perry.
I would strongly agree with Commissioner Spinton's comments. There is a lot of public interest, and I think those people should be contacted and not only in a news release or something like that, but I think directly that their concerns are being taken serious by the commission, and there will be further discussion and action on this item.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, Director Anderson.
Yes, thank you. As I'm sure you would suspect, we're fully aware of the public interest in this issue, and you can readily see by our requesting the language in the second motion that has yet to be put on the table that we are in the process of developing a public process to address the issues raised in the petitions, among others. We will be prepared to provide the commission a briefing in January, and we will also be, as you know, we are required to provide a response to this petition in writing, and as part of that communication of denying the petition, we will make those petitioners aware of the public process that we are about to engage in that will include consideration of the issues that they brought forward in their petition.
Thanks, Director Anderson, for clarification. Hearing that, I'll call for a vote on the motion on the floor. The motion is I move to deny the three petitions to initiate immediate rulemaking for protecting the giant Pacific octopus from recreational harvest. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Motion passed. Now, I think it'll be clarified here if I can get the motion to give the director direction in the department. Will somebody make a motion to that effect?
Mr. Chair?
I can't. Go ahead. I can't hear who's talking.
This is Commissioner Mankin.
Okay. Mr. Mankin?
I'd like to make a motion. I move to direct the department to develop the scope of policy options, process, and schedule to address protection of the giant Pacific octopus in waters of the Puget Sound for consideration and further direction by the Fish and Wildlife Commission at the January 11th to 12th commission meeting.
I would second that.
Second by Commissioner Perry. Discussion?
Hi, this is Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you. I guess, to me, the situation with the giant Pacific octopus taking actually raised a bigger issue than just giant Pacific octopus. As we talked about when we had the public discussion around that at our commission meeting back in, November, I'm concerned about spearfishing around the scuba sites like the West Seattle, Sea Cove 2. And we talked about the range of options we would be looking at in response to the situation is not just being restricted to managing giant Pacific octopus take. So the motion that was just made was very narrowly defined. And I guess I would like, and maybe we could talk about it more at the January meeting, to look a little bit larger than that and say, should we have small no-take areas around popular dive sites in Puget Sound?
A point well taken. We had discussed that. I think that is something I'd probably defer to our January 11th and 12th meeting. And if we need to broaden the depth of the scoping of this issue at that time, I think we can go in a direction. But I think at this time we'll just deal and how we're going to respond to them.
So that just works for me. I just wanted to get on the record that I thought the scope we should be looking at is bigger than just giant Pacific octopus.
Okay. Fully noted. Any further discussion? Okay, we have a motion on the floor to direct the department to develop the scoping of policy options and process and schedule to address protection of the giant Pacific octopus in waters of the Puget Sound for consideration and further directing by Fish and Wildlife Commission at the January 11th and 12th meeting. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Motion passed. Thank you.